before I went to college, I had this fear of eating alone. I thought that if I ate in the dining hall alone, if I ate in a restaurant alone, people would be looking at me and staring at me and trying to figure out why I was so lonely and why I wasn't eating with nobody and I must not have no friends and whatever other irrational thought that I had. But then eventually I kept up like eating up with people, and then eventually I got tired of that because that's exhausting, having to eat on other people's time. I just would rather just go get the food and do what I gotta do. So I started eating by myself. It was an adjustment at first, but what helped me get over that was I really thought to myself, well, when you see someone else eating by themselves, Amira, what are your thoughts? And honestly, I couldn't tell you because I'm too caught up in what I got going on that I couldn't possibly be trying to figure out why someone's eating by themselves and they must be lonely and blah, 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 blah. Couldn't tell you, especially when I'm with friends, I'm definitely not paying attention to you because I'm paying attention to my friends, right? And that is when I had the tough realization that nobody cares about me like that. And I mean that in the like least darkest way possible, but it's just not personal. People have their own things going on. So I want to talk about that today, right here on The Light. Welcome to The Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. I am a regular 20-something trying to figure out life, and a way that I do that is through this podcast, where I reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I believe in the power of storytelling, and I hope that in doing so, I am able to inspire others to light up their own space and be the change that they would like to see in this world. If you enjoy The Light Podcast, I encourage you to share with a friend, rate and review, or if you just keep listening, that works too. Enough of the small talk, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode of The Light. While I initially learned this in college, this has been a lesson that has been re-emphasized over and over and over and over again in my life. What has inspired me to talk about it today is three things. So the first thing is School of Life. It's a YouTube channel by Alan de Botton. He is a philosopher who I find very practical, but on one of his videos, he was basically talking about how nobody cares about you like that. People have their own things going on. Okay. The second one is I am reading The Four Agreements currently. And in the second agreement is literally don't take it personally. And basically the chapter is nobody cares about you like that. People have their own stuff going on. And lastly, and most recently, Crystal on The Read was talking about something and literally said the words, people have to learn how to not take things so personal. Nobody is paying attention to you like that. They got their own stuff going on. And so nobody cares about you like that. I don't know what the universe is trying to tell me, but I believe it's trying to tell me something. And so this is an episode where I am processing through this lesson that is so clearly meant for me to learn in this moment, in the here and now. And so as I process, I want to share some examples or how this has shown up in my life over the last year or so. And let's do that. Let's jump right on into that. So first example that this has been apparent is in social media. Funsies. I am aware of the fact that I am not a celebrity. I am in not any way, shape, or form an influencer. I do believe that people follow, and I especially used to believe that, like, you know, I have a purpose, this is my mission, blah, 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 blah. And sure, I think those things could still be true. But what really hit home for me is I think maybe every now and then, you may or may not notice if you follow me, I'll take like a 3 to 4 month break off social media just to clear my brain, just to do it. And I always feel like this is kind of an egotistical thing, like, oh, people notice that I'm gone, right? Like, people might really notice that I'm gone. They're probably wondering what is going on with me, right? And the truth is, I don't think most people care. Granted, there are a couple people that that are maybe close to me, or there's also other people that I don't talk to them, but they watch my stories. It's something I've been finding out more recently, but that's a whole nother episode. Moral of this story is I realized that people are not paying attention like that. And the reason how I know that is because there have been several people on my social media that will be like, "Hey y'all, I'm back. I took a year off social media, but I'm back." And I'm like, wow, they took a year off social media? I had no idea. I'm not paying attention. And it's not because I don't care about them or I don't enjoy what they put out. I'm just not paying attention like that. And it's not a personal thing. I'm just not, right? And that has been a myriad of different people in my life. People like content creators, but also people who I just really like. Maybe we went to high school together and they just post dope stuff. Or even sometimes people that are close to me, it may take me a minute to realize it, right? Granted, I think people that are closest to me, since they pop up the most, I'll probably notice those. But even then, it may take me a minute to notice. And so I'm not paying attention to them like that. So I know for certain people are not paying attention to me like that. And that has actually, over the last year or so, has impacted me greatly of what I post on social media. I only post things that I feel are important for you to know. And most of the stuff I post is not that important. It might be a picture of a plant or something goofy that somebody I'm with is doing or something like that. But I used to make it a mission, like, I'm living this life, I'm doing these things, and nobody cares like that, because I don't. Even when I'm watching stories, most of the time I'm just kind of clicking through, like, oh, that's cool, the baby growing up, oh, that's dope, they blah 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 blah. And even more common, the thing is just playing and I went out of the room and I come back and I'm on, like, I'm 10 stories in, barely watching it. That happens daily. So that's the first example or how that's shown up in my life. The second one for me is I have a really bad habit of internalizing what other people do. I always talk about work. I feel like work is gonna always be in these examples, but especially because I supervise young adults who are learning who they are. They got a lot going on in their brains, in their bodies, just in the world. It's a lot going on right now. And so what they do, right, whether they have attitude, whether they give pushback, and even on the positive side of that, generally may not have that much to do with me. Obviously, as a leader, I have some type of impact. Obviously, the things that I do impact in a certain way. But sometimes things just happen because that's the way they happen. And even if I'm providing a message that I agree with, I can't control how people respond to that message always. So it is not personal if they, and this is work or just in general, if people curse me out, if they're upset. I think about this in traffic. I think about this even like working in customer service, when the customer's cursing me out, I'm not internalizing that. That don't have nothing to do with me. I don't own this company. I'm not taking it that personal, right? You have something else going on probably, and that's yours to deal with. It's not going to change how I treat you, right? I'm still going to be respectful or whatever, but I'm just not taking it personal. And so that's something I'm really working on right now. So that's the second one. Through internalizing others, I realized that. And then the last one, which I think it should be common sense, but I don't know if it is that realizing, like, for real, that the world literally does not revolve around me. Like, not even my world and the people in my sphere of influence, my connections, my support system, it does not revolve around me. This was initially brought to my attention about a year ago, and in grad school, we were getting ready for a year-long group project, and my professor was like, "Hey, y'all, I don't have a whole lot of specific expectations for how you all work together as a group. It's up to you." But she said, "I need you to do a thing for me, and I need you to recognize that as you're part of the group, you are never allowed to say, 'Well, hey guys, I can't because I have a lot going on.'" And the reason why she said this is because we are all kind of in similar situations, one, but two, we all have a lot going on. So to use us as an excuse, like no one else has things going on, is selfish and unfair. And I never had heard it put that way before, even though it made perfect sense. And I think that was the end of 2019. And in 2020, Lord, did I learn that lesson. We have had a lot going on in the world at large with the pandemic, COVID-19, with civil unrest as it relates specifically to racial injustice, the election in and of itself, right? The world at large. Me personally, right? I'm also navigating those things, but also graduating from grad school or not really graduating from grad school, right? I lost my last grandparent this year. My job, we have had some pretty traumatic things go down, and just my psyche as a whole, right? And so, yes, I have those things going on, and I do, I accept more than I expect support and encouragement from the people that are closest to me. But I have learned that I have to give a certain level of grace, right? Nobody can be there for me all of the time. Nobody. I think that's a lot to ask of somebody. And so I say that to say there have been days this year where I've dealt with things by myself. I've cried about things by myself. Yes, there are people who may check in on me, right? When my grandfather passed, definitely have people who checked on me. But is someone able to sit there with me every single day while I am grieving the loss of my grandfather? Absolutely not, right? I'm thinking about my close circle of people, my mother, right? That's her father. So she's grieving with that, right? My best friend, my boyfriend, whoever it might be, they also have things that are going on as well. And so it is not fair for me to just be like, well, you need to do blah, 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 blah. You got things going on too, right? Just like I also have boundaries, right? I cannot be there for you all of the time to walk you through this. Even therapy, I think I learned this a hard way through therapy. I want my therapist every week, but even she was like, Thanksgiving's coming up, girly. We're gonna have to reschedule this for the next time, or she's going on vacation, right? So nobody can be there. And so it's even more important to show up for me and show up for myself and understand and give people grace as I'm doing that. Now, it's a difference if you're just absent completely and there's no support. I'm not saying that. But even in this year, honestly, you get a pass from me. This shit year was a shit show. So I don't know, man. It does not revolve around me. Nobody can be everything for me, nor can I be everything for anyone else. I would not want anybody to put that expectation on me because I know all the stuff I have going on, right? And so I try to show up for people. I do the best that I can do, and I give myself grace. And I also give others grace in that. So, man, yeah, man, nobody care about me like that. People care. I'm saying that in a really harsh way. The moral of this story, though, is to not take it so personally. Everything is not about me. The world does not revolve around me. Everything that someone does to me or whatever don't really always have anything to do with me. And that has been liberating. I can free myself of those expectations of what I need people to do for me. And instead, I can kind of face inward. And then I'm also, when I face inward first, I'm also, as a result, not asking them for that much of a burden. So I'm still processing this. So this episode may feel a little bit all over the place, but that's all right. You know, nobody care about me or this podcast like that anyway. So, hey, do what you want. Anyway, let me get up out of here, man. If you enjoyed this episode or any other episodes on the Light Podcast, feel free to share with a friend. It would also be great if you could 5-star rate and review, or if you want to just keep listening, that always works as well. I wish you nothing but peace, love, and happiness as you enter and finish your week. And I will see you next time right here on The Light.